Psalm 95. Preface. Ever should we remember and never should we lose sight of these words of this psalm. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Verse 7. Especially those should well consider these words who profess faith with their lips, but whose heart is full of guile and unbelief. The word today urges to repentance, being a solemn reminder of the uncertainty of human life. Today, we are not to have hardened and impenitent hearts. Today, we are to incline our ears to hear the voice of Christ. Today, we are to lay to heart the word of the cross and of salvation. While it is said, today, let us walk in the fear of God, showing forth the example of an unblameable life in faith, love, and patience. Today, let us hold ourselves in readiness through death to enter into the rest of the people of God, lest any of us, lagging behind, fall by unbelief and fail of that rest as did the Israelites in the wilderness. Those neglecting to hear the voice of the gospel neglect their soul's salvation and will never more come to that eternal Sabbath in heaven. Their unalterable lot will be in the place where mercy never came. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The longer repentance is postponed, the harder and more deceitful does the heart become. So, let us give ear to the words of the 95th Psalm. Exhortation to praise and obey the Messiah. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. Summary. This psalm calls on us to hear the voice of our Redeemer and to praise his name. The Epistle to the Hebrews treats of it extensively, applying it specially to the preaching of the gospel in the time of the New Testament. It directs us to Christ and his word to receive from him the living manna for the soul, as sheep receive their food from the hand of their shepherd. For our warning, it introduces the example of the Israelites in the wilderness, who did not reach the land of promise because of their unbelief. This psalm must not be divided as though only a part referred to Christ. Jesus Christ is that God who is the maker of all things, a great King above all gods. Jesus Christ is the Lord whom the Israelites tempted in the wilderness. This same Jesus Christ whom the Israelites worshipped with sacrifices, washings, and keeping of days, now wants to be worshipped in spirit and in truth, with preaching, hearing, singing, and praise. Wash in his blood, and come and worship him in the beauty of holiness. Prayer. Lord Jesus, teach us to profit by the warning examples of others. So govern us that we harden not our hearts as did those at Meribah. Incline our hearts to thy gospel, and enable us by thy good spirit to receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save the soul. Suffer us not, O Lord, to fall from thee, neither in life nor death. Amen.